Here he is, tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
I'm back.
He's back.
Oh, yes. I'm back.
Well, good to have you back. So before we get to all the Google stuff, any new info about the Optus data breach?
If you haven't got a new driver's license, I would go and get a new driver's license. You know, don't muck around with this. I'm still getting people contacting me saying, do I really need to do it? Yes, you do. You need to go out and grab one. So make sure you do that. The other couple of things that people might be interested in, have you ever bought wine from Vinomofo?
Sorry?
Vinomofo. V-I-N-O-M-O-F-O.
No, I haven't.
Right, they're an online wine company as well. If you did go along and buy wine from them, you've lost your identity. So name, gender, date of birth, address, email and phone number. And also, Darren, have you ever bought anything from the My Deal website?
No.
Right, that's owned by Woolworths. 2.2 million customers have had their customer names or email address, their phone number, their delivery address, and in some cases their date of birth has all been leaked on the internet.
Great.
You would think, Darren, after all of this, you know, after the Optus breach, every company around Australia would have gone, I reckon I need to talk to the guy in the IT department, don't
you? Yeah. But no.
No. No, we just leak everything. So, yeah.
It's just waiting for one thing and then try and fix that, and then waiting for another thing instead of just...
Yeah, it's like playing whack-a-mole at the moment.
Cut the head off the snake, as they say.
Exactly right, so yeah.
And they haven't found those people, have they, for the Optus thing?
No.
Oh, they got one guy, didn't they? They got one person.
No, just some kid who bought, you know, probably bought some stuff off there. I don't want to say too much because it'd be before the court.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So, yeah, but no, I don't think this kid did it, so yeah.
All right. Let's go into the Google stuff. You've been previewing plenty. Let's start with the new Google phones.
Yep, the Pixel 7 and the Google Pixel 7 Pro. So they sent me one of each. I've got to say the Google Pixels are my new favourite Android phone. Why do I like it? Pure Google experience, no third-party software on there. You know, what have you got?
Well, I've got an Android phone, but I reckon my next one might be one of these.
You've got a Samsung one, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, Samsung got their own calendar, browser, note software on there. It's always hard to transfer that to another phone. This stuff, it's all about Google. Darren, easiest thing I've ever done to swap between my iPhone to the Android phone. Plugged the cables in and it just brought everything over that I needed to.
Fantastic.
And it was all done in an hour.
Wow.
So great swap. Well done, Google, for that. Great looking screens on them as well. 120 hertz OLED screen. That's 6.7 inches on the diagonal for the Google 7 Pro. Flipping over, the camera's wrapped in polished aluminium on the back. It's glass front and back, so get a case for it. Don't ever drop it, which you shouldn't. You should always try and, you know, look after your phone. Battery life, absolutely superb. Easily getting more than a day out of it. Always dependent on usage. If you shoot video all day long, it might impact upon it. As we know, phones are all about the camera.
Yeah.
Great camera on there. It works superbly. As good, I would say, in as the iPhone 14 Pro Max, which I thought was excellent. You know, you see the ad on the telly where it unblurs faces? Works well. 10 times optical zoom on there. Low light's brilliant. So much quicker. Selfie camera shoots excellent images as well. I don't take many selfies. And shooting the sky at night is really good. High-definition voice calling, Google are playing around with that, and I've got to say it works very well. They flag spam calls. The Google Pixel Pro starts at $1,299 and the Google Pixel, $999. Honestly, if you're going to buy an Android phone, people, this is the one to buy.
All right, Google Pixel 7 and Pixel 7 Pro. What about the Google Pixel Watch?
First watch that Google have ever made, because Google actually bought Fitbit. So we've had Fitbit watches, and they're still going to make them for a while. But the Google Pixel Watch, easiest smartwatch I've set up. So literally, I put the watch on, pressed the crown, my phone came to life and said, you're setting up the new watch. It was all done in about 10 minutes. Then you sign in for a Fitbit, into Fitbit. If you haven't got an account, you create an account. They give you 6 months of Fitbit Premium as well. We've just got 40 workout types, so you can measure your heart rate, all of those sort of things on there. You know, and looks the watch looks great. Watch looks great. I compared the heart rate and the steps with the Apple Watch, virtually the same, so it all works very well. Highly recommend it. Cost of $549.
For a Google Watch. Well, there's some interesting suggestions there for, well, I mean, Christmas will be here before you know it.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is not a plug fest, free commercials for Google. It's just Richard does reviews. Companies send him their phones and IT stuff to test, and he tells us what he thinks. Very good. All right, thumbs up for Google. Now, you wanted to plug the St. John First Responder app.
Look, I do. I think it's very important to go along for these. St. John First Responder app. If you put it on your phone, it will give you first aid instruction guides. It will tell you if there's a... You sign into it. If there's a... The one word I always hate saying, defibrillator. If you need a defibrillator near you, we'll show you where they are. It shows you the nearest medical centre and emergency department. It also shows you live waiting time information, which I reckon is a really good thing in the times that we live in. But one of the things I love about this is that if you're a qualified first aid person and you're within 500 metres of somebody who has an accident, it will actually beep you on your phone saying, Darren's had an accident about 300 metres away. You've got first aid. Can you go and help him?
Wow. Yeah, well, that's going to help a lot of people, you would think.
Yeah. So I just thought it's a very good app to go along and give some publicity to.
All right, check out the St. John First Responder app. All right, so World Cup cricket's underway. What teams have you got over in Adelaide? You've got some Australian games, haven't you?
Yes, I think we've got Australia playing in a semi-final here.
Right, fantastic.
It's been pretty underwhelming so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it really doesn't get rolling till the weekend when the big guns like Australia and New Zealand and India and England and South Africa get going.
You're saying Scotland and Namibia are not a big gun?
I'll tell you what, have a look online for the Namibian guy taking a hat-trick yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, just awesome. Yeah, he's just like, he's got two and he's thinking, you know, the commentators, no one's expecting it. And he just bowls a straight one. Ken bowls this guy. Hat-trick. Fantastic, Namibia.
He should be signed up by the Big Bash.
You reckon? Well, there was another bloke there from Namibia who hit a massive 110-plus metre six.
It's pretty good.
So whoever's coaching cricket in Namibia, thumbs up.
Doing a good job.
Hey. All right, mate. Thanks very much. Catch you next week. Richard's excellent website, talktech.com.au. See you, mate.
Thanks, Aaron.